USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The State House voted 66 to 43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
SpaceX and their space ambitions have had many setbacks in the last year. Perseverance has now paid off. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. 4 previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after 2 other companies filed protests of the contract award.
Just months after Trader Joe's increased its special COVID-19 bonus pay for employees, the grocery chain is now looking to slash it in half. In February, Trader Joe's gave employees an additional $4 an hour, pretty much for being frontline workers. Now Trader Joe's is looking to drop the thank you pay back down to its initial rate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Florida has been one of the top states in the nation with its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is giving first responders a $1,000 bonus. Governor DeSantis on Wednesday.
How police were treated last year in many parts of the country was a total disgrace. And they had to put the uniform on. Yes, they knew that the state of Florida had their back, and I think we did much better in Florida. But if you look at what a lot of these police officers are dealing with now, it's terrible. So I thought it was important to recognize the service, to recognize the sacrifice, and I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Some want to defund. Some want to defund the police. We're funding the police and then some, and that's what we're here today to say. And so thanks to the great work of our legislators who are here with us, as well as the Speaker of the House, Chris Sprouse, the Senate President, Wilton Simpson, we asked and they delivered.
The bill should be on the governor's desk in the next few days. With the chance the National Football League quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be leaving the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Bruce Taphouse in Green Bay says it will provide Rodgers and his fiancée with free food and beer for life if Rodgers finishes his career as a Packer. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.